From Spark and Anvil and Grammar Forge, this is Verb Verity in Chapter 1 of the Grammar Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Verb Verity is Sentencetown's chief of operations. This is in the Sentencetown hierarchy, the second most important role. The mayor, mayor subject, is the named figure who the sentence is about. The chief of operations is what gets done, the action the named figure takes. Together, they make a sentence. Without either, you have a fragment. Verb Verity, whose given name is Vera, is by long acquaintance Sarah's closest colleague at the academy. The two of them have worked together for 19 years. They share an office in the academy's town hall building. They drink tea together every morning before lessons. They have, in 19 years, never had a real disagreement, which is, Sarah has been heard to remark, itself a kind of grammar. The subject and the verb are meant to agree. It would be embarrassing if Sarah and Vera, as the living embodiments of the subject and the verb, did not.
Vera grew up in a village of glassblowers, the same craft tradition that produced Stretch in Fraction Forge. The craft is widespread. The kingdom has several glassblowing villages. Vera's family workshop had been operational in a specific sense. It had run on schedule. The forge was lit at the same hour every morning. The first piece of glass was at the rod within 15 minutes. The day's quota was always met. Vera's mother, Operis, had been the workshop's chief of operations, in fact, although the kingdom's craft workers' guild did not use that exact title. What Vera understood, watching her mother, was that operations were verbs. Lighting the forge was a verb, heating the glass was a verb, shaping the molten glass was a verb, cooling the finished piece was a verb, wrapping it for shipment was a verb. Each operation was an action, with an actor and a recipient. The actor was the workshop hand, the subject. The action was the operation, the verb. The recipient was the piece being worked on, the object. The workshop ran on subject, verb, object structures. Every operation could be summarized as a small sentence. Vera realized by 15 that the workshop's daily operations were grammatically equivalent to a long paragraph of English sentences. Each operation was a sentence. Each operation needed its named actor and its named verb. Without the actor, the verb had no source. Without the verb, the actor was idle. When Vera was 21, she walked to the Grammar Forge Academy. She had a notebook in which she had listed and categorized 2,000 action verbs and 500 state-of-being verbs from her family's workshop daily operations. The state-of-being verbs were rarer. The glass is hot, the forge is lit, the shipment is ready. But they were still verbs and still needed their named subject.
The then Academy Master clause. Sarah had been at the Academy for 2 years already by this point. Interviewed Farah. The interview went like this. Clause said, "What is a verb?" Vera said, "A verb is what the subject does, or what the subject is. It is the operation in a sentence. The dog barks. Bark is the verb, what the dog does. The dog is brown. Is the verb, what the dog is. Action or state of being. Either way, the verb is the core operation the subject performs." Clause said, "What if a sentence has more than one verb?" Vera said, "Then it has compound verbs, the dog barked and chased the ball, or multiple clauses, the dog barked while the cat slept. Each verb still has a subject. Sentences scale up by adding more subject-verb pairs, not by breaking the subject-verb pairing."
Clause said, "Are you closer with the current mayor subject?" Vera said, "I have not met her, but I expect we will be." They were. Sarah and Vera became, within their first week of working together, the closest of professional colleagues. They have been so ever since. In her classroom, which she shares with Sarah, since the subject and the verb are taught together, Vera begins every first day lesson the same way. She stands beside Sarah at the town hall desk. She wears a small silver chain, similar to Sarah's, but with an anvil charm at the front, representing the operational nature of the verb. She says, "I am Verb Verity,
I am the chief of operations. The mayor is the who. I am the what they do. Together, we make a sentence. She demonstrates. Sarah stands. Sarah writes the dog on the board. Vera adds parked. Sarah writes the cat. Vera adds slept. Sarah writes the children. Vera adds played. Each pair is a complete sentence. Each pair has a named doer and a named action.
Then Vera demonstrates state of being verbs. She writes, the dog is brown. She points at is. She says, is a verb. It does not look like an action verb. Is does not move, does not do, does not change. But is tells you the state of the subject. The dog is brown is a complete sentence because is connects the subject, the dog, to its state, brown. Verbs include both actions and states. The children always find this clarifying. They had often been confused about whether is counts as a verb. Vera makes it clear. Is a verb. All forms of to be are verbs. When children ask whether verbs are hard to identify, Verb Veridity always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are the operation. Ask, what does the subject do? Or, what is the subject? The answer is the verb. Every sentence has one. Find the verb. Pair it with the subject. The sentence has a core. She still wears the small silver chain with the anvil charm. The children sometimes ask to hold it. She always lets them. She has, over 19 years of operations, never, she will tell you, missed a daily quota. The Academy's verbs are always identified by lesson's end.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Verb Veridity. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.